my son, if you will receive my words, if you will save up my commandments within you, training your ear for wisdom, tuning your heart to understanding, yes, if you will cry out for discernment and clamor for understanding, if you seek it as silver, search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and you will find the knowledge of God. The Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. As we talked about yesterday, this book is a treasure trove for us of encouragement. It's possible to read it quite wrongly. It's possible to read it as if it is all law. It's possible to think that when it speaks of commandments, it only means do this, do this. And of course, you know in your conscience that work will never be done. But if you can understand that this wisdom, these commands, are the voice of God from eternity, who is the only begotten, ever begotten Son of God, who is now incarnate and known as our Lord Jesus Christ. If you can understand that that is what the exhortation is to trusting him, to seeking him, to finding him where he has said he will be found, which is even within these very words. Well, then you will find your heart not downtrodden by the impossible desire to perfectly keep these commandments, to seek God with your whole heart and mind, as if that could be done by you, poor, miserable sinner. It can't be. Neither you nor I have such a soul yet. But that's just it, if you will trust what he says. If you will then train your ear to hear not law, but gospel in who Jesus is. If you will tune your heart to know who the Lord is in the revelation of Jesus, what the cross means in its mercy. If you will cry out for the discernment to distinguish between that one religion of the world that is in all other religions of the world, which is the religion of works, the religion of the opinion of the law that you would believe by nature from Adam, that God's way up in the sky and you got to climb a ladder to get there. If you would learn to discern between that and the real voice of God who speaks to you, dear child, you're mine. No matter who you think you might have made yourself to be, I claim you. I absolve you. I divorce you from that wicked pile you've made for yourself. And I give you what I would give you from the beginning. If you can learn to hear the difference between those two things and clamor for it. When you say, thy will be done, no, it's not a prayer to have a rain on your parade, but a prayer that the absolution would be believed. Seek it as silver. Search for it as hidden treasure. Then you will understand that the fear of the Lord is no terror to cause you to flee from God, but the greatest comfort that has ever been, the purest faith that you couldn't build it. You couldn't strive for it. If you set your mind to make it, you would fail. And yet here the Lord is declaring it to you again and again and again. My son, receive the words of Jesus and you will find the knowledge of God. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back in just a moment.